This is the brief on AI's conversational leap and the growing safety gap. AI just crossed a massive threshold, sounding completely human, but engineers, doctors, and lawmakers warn we're totally unprepared for the psychological fallout. First, the tech and the trap. OpenAI launched GPT Live on GPT 5.5. Its full duplex design listens and speaks simultaneously, even murmuring, "Mm-hmm." But OpenAI's safety card showed emotional reliance scores dropped from 0.88 to 0.82. People are bonding for 30 to 40 minutes. If the company building it admits they are blurring the line between a tool and a trusted friend, are we ready for a machine that knows exactly how to play on our emotions? This hyperhuman tech arrives just as it gets dirt cheap. Second, cheap commodity, zero federal rules. Elon Musk's SpaceX AI dropped Grok 4.5. It's Opus-class intelligence for pocket change, just $2 per million words. Washington is silent. President Trump scrapped the AI executive order in May. Now, 11 state laws in New York, Tennessee, and California try to force chatbots to confess they aren't human. It's like selling frontier rocket fuel for the price of a coffee in a town that abolished the speed limit. Without federal rules, caretakers face the consequences. Finally, the doctor's verdict. The American Psychological Association found 94% of psychologists say chatbots lack nuance, and 97% warn they reinforce delusional beliefs. In dementia care, a too helpful bot actually hides cognitive decline by smoothing conversational gaps, preventing families from noticing the disease progressing. No matter how warm or empathetic the AI sounds, it is dangerous if a human isn't in the loop monitoring the interaction. For real support, the 988 Lifeline is always there. While machines have finally learned to talk like us, the unanimous warning is to never let them replace us.